Hey everybody, this is Ricky and Ryan with No Longer Sip and Tell, but now with Beers with Aging Nerds is what we're going for. That's the final name. As there's a little bumper on the last episode mentioning kind of what happened, we changed the name so I wouldn't have to do as much stuff on two different Instagrams. Now I have to do one thing on one Instagram and we have one place for pictures. So let's talk about what's going on. We're just doing a little quick mini episode today. Nothing crazy. As you can see, half the cast is here. And we also have some new fun lighting stuff going on, so hopefully that works out well. Let's start with, actually, let's crack open one of these beers right now. Yeah, let's start with the small one. That one is Cigar City. I got this in recent trade. Oh, I guess I should mention that. So Ryan's here to recover me from a lot of my beer because I have too much beer right now. I've had like six trades in the last couple weeks, it feels like, and I have like 30 beers. And I was like, you know what? Someone come over and drink some of this beer with me. So we're recording an episode. So yeah, this one's from my buddy in Tennessee, Jason. But his boss got it when he went on a trip to California. I've had one beer by them, and actually had that last week. By Cigar City, it was a Cubano, but this is a white IPA. Ooh, smells very IPA.
Yes, strong hops.
Ooh, that's a hoppy beer.
Yes, that is.
One of those ones. That's weird. Like, it says it has vanilla flavor in there, and I mean, you can't taste the vanilla at all.
I tried a mango IPA. It's I forget the brand. I tried looking on Fred Meyer's website, but there's just too many pages of beer to look through. It's a Washington State, so it's local, but it's really hoppy, so you don't taste like any mango, so it kind of tastes just like this, where it's just all hops.
Well, with IPAs now, you have a lot of variety of IPA. You have, I think we'll get a little bit more, this is a white IPA, so I think this one's going to be a little more smooth, and this one looks pretty hazy. So this one might be a little bit hazier and a little bit smoother, but you get stuff like this. This is like a more traditional, I'd say, IPA. This one's also aged in oak-aged IPA, so that might be some of the, because it has a little bit of char kind of taste to it. Yeah. So that might be what we're getting. But it's not a bad flavor. IPAs typically have like a citrusy flavor to them, and I'm not getting that here at all.
No, this kind of feels like more of a lager IPA mix.
Like, this is what you would, if you told me this was a triple IPA, I'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. For a single IPA, it's probably
that barrel intense. Took it to the dark side.
What percentage is this too? They might not have put 7.5%. That's a pretty strong one.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not 7%, what it's.
That's pretty good.
It's not what I want in IPA as often anymore. I used to love like a really, really like punch in the face hoppy IPA, but this one.
That's how my sister's husband is. He likes real strong. So it was one of his birthdays. I went out and went to BevMo and bought everything that like the stated like lots of hops. I'm like, there we go.
More and more there's enough IPAs that give you that like kind of a lot more of the juicy I don't want to say juicy flavor, but juicy. Yeah. Like the hazies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
hazies. A lot more smooth, a lot more chill.
I like those a lot.
I think it's a char. I think you're getting a lot of weird char off of this.
Yeah, definitely. It's not bad.
It's definitely not a dumper. It's not crushable, as they say on Instagram. And it's not bad. It's just, it's far from my favorite.
No. But
I'll finish it.
If someone gave it to you.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be mad.
I will say I'm glad it's a 12-ounce can instead of a full 16 because it's definitely not my favorite. But I'm gonna take a picture of it. So Ryan, what beer have you been drinking in the I guess 2 or 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
I haven't really had a chance to really go out too much lately. I tried out that mango IPA.
Let me think if I can think what that is. You said it's a Washington-based mango IPA.
Yeah, it says it's a local Washington State. And sold at Fred Meyer's because that's really the only store I go to that's not Safeway, and Safeway usually has a pretty bad selection.
I think if I could think and, of which one I've seen.
I've never seen there before, so I was like, oh, this is new. I'm going to give it a try. Because, I like to walk by, you know, you see the usual suspects there, and I usually don't want to give into that. I like to try something new every time I buy something, unless, you know, I'm in a cheap beer mood, which that's usually the case. I've been drinking a lot of Rainier when I do, but my main thing's been kind of whiskey the past few weeks. That's whiskey, a good move. Sprite, and sour mix.
You don't get as full, and you could get your drunk level a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
If you're going for that nice little buzz, and then you're just like, you're talking like two or three whiskeys, and then you're like, all right, I'm good for that.
Yeah. Well, after a long work day, you know, you and your coworkers, you know, have something that feels a lot better on that drive home.
It's true. It's true.
But, yeah, just a lot of Rainier and whiskey for the most part.
Nice. Rainier and whiskey. I love it.
Yep.
So I've been drinking a stupid amount of beer to the point where, like, the other day I woke up on Thursday because we had our going away party thing for me and a guy at work. And I was just like, maybe four beers on a Thursday might be a little too much. I guess there's only three. Let me think. One, two, three. It was only three beers. But three beers on Wednesday, you're like, all right, that might be too much beer. Mm. But then at the same time, I looked at my fridge, and I'm like, I got to get through some of this beer. Yeah. It's like, it's a stupid amount of beer right now. And Amanda's not drinking as much, so we have all these, like, really good barrel-aged beers that are sitting in there that are just, like, we had one the other night, and I was like, oh, I need to get through these barrel-aged beers. They're so good. I don't want to buy more, but then it's like, I don't want to buy more barrel-aged because Amanda's not drinking as much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You got to dedicate a night to beer.
Yeah.
And if you got so many, you're just in quicksand.
Yeah, yeah.
Good quicksand, but.
It's a fun quicksand to be in. But the challenge is I've come to really like doing the trades. Like, I got two trades in, like, back to back. And then I was like, all right, I don't need to do a trade for a while.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to my buddy on Untapped, Eric. And we were talking about something. And I was like, because we were talking about trying to ship a crowler. Because I've never shipped a crowler yet. Because I heard it doesn't ship great. Mm-hmm. Plus, the freshness on a crowler is really only, like, even though it looks like a giant can, it's really only, like, two or three days, like a growler.
Yeah.
I got to think of it like a growler. So I was like, ah, I don't know. And he's like, I want to run by Cloudburst anyways. So maybe I'll try to grab something and we could talk about trade. And he's like, all right, cool. And then he was like, all right, I already sent your beer. I was like, oh, my God. So then I got a third package within, like, 2 weeks. And I was like, I have a stupid amount of beer right now. And I got this trade is actually an old trade. So this one actually, if we jump into this one and it's bad, we're going to dump it. Because it should be fine, but it's probably from about 2.5 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Like around that, there was a point where I did three trades at once. That's from one of those. And I kind of kept getting pushed to the back and I kind of forgot about it.
So you're getting beers that are just starting to settle.
Yeah. I got about four beers I realized I hadn't touched that were from older trades. And I was like, I got to get through these. But then I have all this new stuff. I'm like, oh, I want to drink all this new stuff.
That's, you know, trades are trades. It's fun. We're like, yeah, it's doing this.
Well, yeah, like anything, right? Like, you could trade anything. There's a certain funness about it, especially for things that you can't necessarily get, you don't have access to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to kind of do, especially in beer, because there's, like, beers that I'm envious of and want to try because of Instagram.
Yeah.
And there's no other way for me to get it. And then I started doing this trade thing, and I'm getting all these crazy beers. But then now I'm not getting as, like, there's a lot of really, really crazy beers I'll never try. And I'm like, I don't really need to try those anymore because I have a lot of great beer. But I don't know. It's super dumb because, like, I realize how bad I am at, like, Washington beer now because I don't know any good Washington beer. Like, I have my favorites.
Yeah.
But I haven't bought Washington beer for, like, 3 months. And I'm like, ooh. And so, like, a trade comes up and I'm like, holy shit, what am I supposed to trade with these guys?
So I feel like a lot of the good ones are, like, Rubens. Yes. And Pyramid's pretty classic.
Yeah.
For the most part. And, you know, all the staples, you know, there's a lot of other companies trying to grow, but it's really hard for them, I've noticed, to compete.
Well, like, so Two Beer Brewing Company, they've been around for a while. I couldn't tell you the exact time frame, but they have a lot of unique beer, but they only used to, like, sell, like, 12 ounce cans. And I was like, that's cool, but those aren't as favorable of trades. Like, usually you're just looking for, like, the 16 ounce cans. That's usually what trades well. And then they release, like, two in a row of these 16 ounce cans, and they've both been fucking awesome. And I was like, holy cow, they're actually doing, like, that kind of stuff more. And then, like, and I mean, that kind of stuff comes and goes, but all the, like, the real challenge is, like, Three Magnets is, like, a go-to for me for, like, trading. But they have a very unique release schedule where they're standbys, like, the Little Juicy and the Juicier, the green one, the green and the pink can, those are, like, classic Three Magnets. but they're only around like every once in a while because it's all based on the hops that they could get from the local farmers. So they keep creating all these new beers. I'm like, but I want your old beers too. Yeah. That's my trade bait. That's my best trading stuff.
Stick with what works, man.
But that's not, I mean, that's just not how it works.
Yeah.
But, it's been kind of funny trying to learn about Washington beer again.
Yeah. It's a good area though. There's a lot of companies. I feel like Reuben's is just taking over Seattle.
Dude, and they should, man. They make some of the best beer. I'd say in Seattle. I wouldn't say necessarily in Washington, but they're up there in top 10 in Washington, I would imagine.
Oh, definitely. I think that's the most outfits and hats and stuff I see people wear.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they're doing a lot of stuff like Sounders and stuff like that, too. Like, they're doing, a Sounder beer every once in a while.
That's good. That's smart.
Let's see. So, this one is MIA Beer Company, maybe?
Looks like a lemon drop.
Yeah, it's a pretty light indie IPA. It's called Neon. I don't know if you guys can see that. Though I think I'll get washed out even.
It smells a little hoppy.
But not like the last one.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's really smooth. That's really good. That's really, really nice.
Nice.
I'm going to jump back in there right now because I will be drinking more of that. So have you been make any trips out to breweries recently? Like, I know every once in a while you hang out for your guys at work, right?
Yeah. We usually just go to a shelter in Ballard. It's usually if the work goes. No, I haven't really made it out to anywhere. I haven't had a chance to really explore that little travel pamphlet that I showed.
So you have a lot of stuff out by you out in Ballard, right?
Yeah. I need to hook up with Eric out there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's been busy because of the packs and whatnot.
Recently, yeah. It's usually like Friday nights, he says, is his best chance for a hangout, and just haven't had a chance to connect yet.
Yeah.
But I imagine we'll start connecting sooner than later, and once we do, I imagine we'll probably start bar hopping somewhere.
Nice. Yeah. Well, so how far away, because you have the secondary Rubens by you, right? But you're not too far away from there.
Well, there's two different Rubens by me.
Yeah.
There's the primary little house.
Yeah.
Bar is by me. I could walk there for my work.
Yeah, I think that one's called
the other one's like the brew house or something. .2 or .3. Oh, okay,
so you're close to both of those.
Yeah, yeah. It's like this weird side street that it's on. Yeah. I passed it by because I was going a weird way to a dealership. I was like.
And it's over there by the one that's like over by like the train track, right? And like the parking like kind of goes out in front of. Oh wait, it almost sits on the train track, or something.
Yeah, I think that's the little housey one. Oh, there's a lot of train tracks in Ballard.
Yeah, I think I've only seen one of them. I've only been to one of
them. Yeah, because like the main street, like you go off Leary, and then it's like.
That's our main. That's like, actually our main brewery.
I want to say it's off. You go to 15th, so it's like 14th or 13th is what the little house went on is. And then I imagine further down, it's probably like 8th or 7th.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah, there's a lot of places in walking distance just for me.
I realize that isn't too far away from Fremont Brewing also, because I was up there going to Reuben's. I was like, I've been up here before. Yeah. I recognize this, so you're close to
Fremont. I'm like right next to their Fremont like shipping or packing facility.
Oh, yeah.
Or corporate or whatever.
Yeah, you said that. I think the brewery must not be far away.
Yeah, I think they have another place. I think it might be by the secondary Rubens, too.
Yeah, I think they're all pretty close together.
Because I think I passed them. I was like, I think that's the place I need to go to.
When I went up there to meet Sean, or P&W Daddy, I was driving, and I was like, this looks familiar. And there's a escape room over there called Ninja Escape Room. That's one of the first ones. That we did. Amanda.
In Ballard?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's an awesome one. It's easily still one of my most cherished escape room experiences. I've had a lot of cool stuff happen at escape rooms. That was this is a magical moment.
I want to go to one. I still have yet to experience it.
Oh, you haven't been able to one? Oh, yeah. We got to plan one with you. I was telling Matt.
It's like every time you guys go, it's like a birthday in Tagos, and I stay with the kids.
we got to figure that out. Get you out to one of those, because those are, it's a really, really cool experience.
Mm-hmm. It's just like there's a zombie and you're trying to escape or something. Well, from rarely, what they told me.
There are ones where they have people in there every once in a while, but we haven't done those ones yet. Most of the time we do it, it's just like you you're just kind of figuring stuff up and out, and then you'll do something and a door will open and you're like, oh my God. And it's just like, when that happens,
like, you're like, this is amazing. Trying to work through.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a ton of fun. And then like,
it's like real life strategy.
Everyone like starts right in the same spot and then kind of scatters. And then you're like, oh, I found this thing. And you're like, what does this do? And you grab it and you're like, I don't know if that's anything. And then you do something later on, you're like, that's it. We figured it out. And it's just like, it's just a real life puzzle. And it's awesome.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Yes. We got to get you to one of those. There's so much fun. But like up there, I'm in an escape room. And then I think Fremont's up there. And then I think all that area is kind of just breweries.
Yeah, like right by where the secondary Rubens. That's also where like Hell's Ales is.
Oh, okay.
And that's... they got the El Jefe and stuff. Yeah, that's a pretty good brewery. And they got El Camion tacos there.
Oh, nice.
Really good joint. They have like two or three different El Camion restaurants in Ballard. Mm-hmm, so, You know, it's good.
Nice.
Yeah. What about yourself?
So beer wise, last weekend I went to two breweries. We went to Headless Mumbly. I think it's actually Headless Mumby. I think I've been calling it Headless Mumbly forever, but I think it's actually Headless Mumby. So it's a very English style beers. They have everything they do is a form of lager. So like Blue Owl down in Austin, everything they do is like a form of a sour.
Oh yeah, this is like sours.
Everything they do is in some form of a lager for the most part. Oh, not okay. Across the board. It's not as simple as that, but they have like an IPL, which is a Indian Pale Lager.
Yeah.
And so they have
I feel like lager is like a good generic beer.
Yeah.
Like you don't know what sounds good and you're like, I don't know what the other stuff is.
Like if you're drinking Rainier, you like lagers. Actually, yeah. That's what that is. You'd actually probably like this place a lot because of that.
I do like a good lager.
Yeah.
Like I feel like they're the more generic stuff of beer land, but can't go wrong with it.
They're a safe bet for sure. Yeah. but yeah, they had some really good stuff. They had a rye... I'm not gonna remember what it was. It was a rye of some sort, but it actually ended up being really. I think that was my favorite one of the day.
Nice.
And then went to Ho River, which has been on the list for a while, but they have crazy limited hours. So they're down in Olympia, or I'm sorry, they're down in Tumwater, but it's that part that's like basically Olympia.
Yeah.
And it's kind of in an industrial park, and but I think it's on the backside of a church or something.
Oh,
because like I walked in, like walked to the restroom, I was like, this feels like a church bathroom. Yeah. And I was like, and there's a door on the other side and there's some Bible passages up. I was like, I'm in a church bathroom. Yeah. I recognize this for my kid. This is a church bathroom. But
crossing
yeah.
over.
Yeah. I was like, I've been here before.
So that's, you get too drunk. You're like, sorry, Lord. Didn't mean to.
But yeah, the main drive of that, like Isaac's been talking about it for a while, but then someone I follow on Instagram posted a coconut porter, and I was like, that looks dynamite. He's like, that's down the whole river. I was like, that's in Tumwater, right? He's like, yep. I was like,
nice.
Gotta check it out.
Can't go wrong with a good porter.
We got stuck in Olympia because traffic was a nightmare, because that happens most of the time. And so like it was up to like an hour and a half to 2 hour commute, and we're like, we'll just hang it. We'll just wait this one out.
Yeah. So how long ago was this?
This was last week.
Oh, okay.
This was last Saturday. And like, so we went down there. We were down in Centralia. We went to Headless Mumbly, met up with Seth and Lindsay and Michael and Allison.
Nice.
And then we went to REI, did a couple things, and
REI out there?
Yeah, it's out by the mall now, Capitol Mall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we went there because I was looking for a silicone ring, but the silicone, my ring finger is 9, and they had a 9, but it felt like a 10 or 11. Like I put it on, I was like, this isn't going to work. And so, but then we found one online. So that was cool. But,
there you go.
And then we were it was 2:45 or like maybe just about 3. So we were like, let's just go to Headless Mumbly real quick. Cause we still have time. We got a flight there. They had the coconut porter thing. That thing is dynamite. It's really good. It's really coconut forward, but it's super good. I like coconut flavor anyway. So it worked out really well for me. Amanda didn't like that one as much. Because she doesn't like coconut.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is a dynamite.
I feel like coconut's hit or miss with me.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of the coconut flavor.
Tay tried this weird coconut drink. I forget what it is. It sounds kind of like a... I can just never think of the things I want to think about. Like an Italian soda, just like a little different. Says like maybe down in Texas or something, it's big. Some state, it's big.
It's not the stuff. It's not the thing from Sonic, right? The coconut water stuff.
No, not that. It's just some weird drinking contraption that you make. And so she's like, do you like that? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good. She's like, it's coconut.
I tried to trick you into liking coconut. You're like,
it's a drink. Calm down.
Yeah.
Like, I like coconut shrimp.
That's funny. But Ho also had, they also had, they had an orange, I want to say Berlinweiser, but basically it's an orange Hef. And then they had, the guy actually did, had a, he was testing out a pineapple Hef and let us try it. And it was awesome. Amanda didn't like the pineapple one as much as I did. I love that pineapple one.
Okay. Pineapple Hef. That sounds like an amazing mixture.
Oh, yeah. So before we go forward, this is Bottle Logic.
Recursion.
If you remember, did you guys, you guys went to Bottle Logic when we were in California, right? Wait, you went to California?
Yeah. Was that the one we went to late at night? And we went to some brewery and it was like kind of tucked.
It had,
and
I was in the Bottle Logic class. It's the one that had all the really cool like beaker stuff, like science looking stuff.
Yeah.
Like that emblem is the one that you see a lot of.
Yeah. They had like, it was kind of like a narrow way, and then it had kind of wrapped around.
Yeah, and they had the Game of Thrones. Oh, they had the Game of Thrones chair.
Yeah. I remember that place.
So we went to Bottle Logic when we were in California. Between Bottle Logic and Carl Strauss, that's basically all we ate and drank. But it became like immediately. They're known for their porters and stouts, and they were all awesome. So I got, my buddy sent me this one down in my California trade buddy.
That's good. I like that.
I'm excited about it, but I really want to get him to trade me some stouts soon. They do it. Ooh, what is that? What is that flavor? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
What is that? It's a very fruity flavor, but I don't know what fruit that is.
Kind of got that golden little heffiness that you get.
Yeah, it's a little, it's a little, I don't know what to call that, but I'm liking it.
Yeah, this is definitely the winner of the group.
Yeah,
nice. It's good. It's smooth, very smooth.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent percent. Shoot, I think it's a 6.5% is what I saw.
Wow, that's real smooth. 6.5.
Yeah, 6.5%. Yeah, that's a very smooth 6.5. I'm gonna put this over here so you can grab more of that.
Good job.
So Bottle Logic wins it tonight.
Yeah.
In addition to all the those two breweries, instead of listing every beer, just follow on Instagram. But I went to, I had a going away party on Wednesday at Thirsty Hop in Redmond, and that was really cool. Thirsty Hop is cool, terrible parking, but they, it's just a bottle shop, so they have a couple things on tap where I got a good postdoc from there. Then I had I can't think of what brewery it is. It was a really nice pale. I don't want to be this guy, but I'm going to look it up real quick. Because it was a really nice pale. It's not Silent Hill. That's stupid. That's a game.
And a movie.
Single Hill Brewing. And it was a sight glass hazy pale. And it was really good. It had a really nice hit of fruit. And it was nice.
I like.
That was a funny noise.
I like a really good, a good fruity beer.
Yeah, like pales. So, like, I've been an IPA guy for a long time, but pales have a nice, they don't have as hard of a hit as, like, an IPA typically does. And if you get a good fruity one, it's really smooth and it's really good flavor. And there's a couple I've had recently. Like, Toppling Goliath makes one of their popular beers is a pale. And I actually, when I drank it, I was like, this, I might prefer this to some IPAs, to a lot of IPAs. There's just a really nice flavor without the, just, like, the kick in the mouth of a hop sometimes, and it's like, so it's a good balance. If you've had a couple hobby beers, like, all right, the details, just calm this down a little bit.
I feel like IPAs are just the most popular to make.
You have two right now, in my opinion. You have IPA, well, I would say yes, three, but I would say that right now, this time of the year, as spring summer rolls around, IPAs and sours.
Yeah.
Sours are huge right now, and I fucking hate sours.
Yeah, I don't like sours either. I just
My
I'm
buddy,
just not into sour stuff. Like, yeah, you know, I like lemon, but I don't, you know, when you mix it with beer, it's usually not that sour.
Yeah. Like if you take like the faux sour stuff, like Sour Patch Kids and stuff like that, I get down on those. But if you if you take it past that, which is Sour Patch Kids, it's basically sugar. So it's sour-ish.
Like, I don't like sour like candy. Like the only sour I like is mixed with whiskey. That's about it.
Yeah, a little sour with whiskey is not bad. But even then, I'd rather have 7-Up or ginger ale.
Yeah.
I just like sour is just a flavor I've never really enjoyed. Like, even when we were at Blue Owl, I love everything about Blue Owl. I love the aesthetic. I love the idea of Blue Owl. But like the beers, that was almost 100% Amanda. I would try it. I would get past a certain point, and I was like, I can't drink anymore.
Yeah.
Because I just don't like sours. And even the ones I liked, I was like, I just don't like this. I can't.
Yeah, there's just a threshold that you just can't pass.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's bad, but it's fun. It's fine. So I think those are two are the big ones right now. Those are what you're going to see. I mean, when winter and fall roll around, it's all porter, stouts, and barrel-aged versions of those.
I feel like even though when everything, like, all these, like, craft beers and everything blew up, it was just on the back of IPA.
I 100% agree. I don't know what it was about IPAs that made it so big and so important, but you're right. I think the thing that pushed it forward was IPAs.
I guess it's some sort of the part of the core of a beer is IPA.
Yeah. Outside of that, instead, like I said, once again, this is more notable ones. I had a Bearded Iris Tunnel Vision. I had the other night, I had one by Hanger 24 Brewing, I think is what it is. It was a barrel-aged Russian Imperial Stout, and that thing was amazing.
Nice.
And I had the same night, that I guess that was last night, I had a Nova Vert by, Parrish Brewing. Nice. Parrish Brewing. They do the Ghost and Machine, which is a huge, 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 huge beer. That's like their biggest beer, and it's a dynamite. Nice. This is another IPA by them. It's good. It's not as good as Ghost Machine.
Oh, okay.
But still really solid. Like, you drink it, you're like, this is good beer. Ghost Machine is better, but still really good beer. And, like, if this was their only beer, you'd be like, this is a great beer by them. But because they have Ghost Machine, you're like, just not as good as Ghost Machine. So,
I feel like Canada, a brewing company in Canada, needs to come out with a beer that's called Flova Scotia.
Yeah. You'd be surprised, man. The Canada brewing is kind of off the chain now.
Really?
They started off as a...
I don't think I've ever had a Canadian beer in my life.
Well, like, I was watching an episode of King of the Hill where the Canadians come down and take over Boomhauer's house for a while. Yeah. Hilarious. Because, like, they're super nice, but they're super rude at the same time. And they're talking about their fucking Molson or something like that. Some garbage beer that no one would drink versus, like... the same garbage beer from Texas that no one would drink now. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, this is such a dumb conversation, but it's so funny.
Want some propane with that beer.
There's a podcast. I'm not going to remember the name. It's been a little bit since I've listened to it, but there was a beer podcast that kind of inspired me. I think it's called like Cascadian or Cascadia beer podcast or something along those lines. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Cause now I don't want to give a shout out because it's actually a really good podcast. The guy's like an audio engineer who just loves beer. So he does a podcast and he goes to these
probably killing it.
Oh yeah. And he's awesome. And he just goes to these places and he interviews like the people who make the beer and stuff like that. But he ends up he focuses on like Cascadia. So it's like Portland, Washington and like British Columbia.
Yeah.
And he's interviewed some really good breweries up there and you're like, oh, okay, Canada is definitely on top of this brewing game as well. Nice. They're not sloughing off with their Molson anymore. They're actually making real beer. So that's kind of cool. It's a boot time. I was gonna say we have a couple. So tomorrow I'm going up to Seattle. Amanda's watching Cats because I didn't want to see Cats. That looked terrible. But I'm going to hit up a bunch of releases, so I might as well make an announcement about the releases, because I mean, it's going to be too late by the time this comes out, because really, it's probably not going to be for a couple days, because I'm terrible at editing. But first stop is going to be Ruben's. They have a hazy IPA that they're releasing, so I'll grab a 4-pack of that, and then I'm going to hit Holy Mountain Brewing.
Do they have Holy Water?
They might. They should have a beer called Holy Water.
I tried a beer called Holy Water from Safeway, and it was just the worst.
Oh, no. It's not
the worst. I was like, this is probably actual holy water that I'm drinking.
So Holy Mountain is one of those breweries in Seattle that has gotten a huge name for themselves. I think they do a lot more like German style, but they also have like...
I would do. I just have all German names.
They had a barrel age release, I think, on Thursday. Ooh. And I was talking to, once again, the same guy. I was watching, there's a guy I follow on Instagram named Machina, or something like those along those lines. And he grabbed a bunch of them, or a couple of those beers, the barrel aged. And then the other guy I follow, was like, I saw it get sold out two in front of me. So I mean, that place, they sold out big, and they also, but they also have a, they have a Pilsner and a IPA release. If they still have the IPA, I'm gonna grab it. But even if they don't, I'm gonna grab at least a beer there, because I've been Holy Mountain. I've had their beer at Zodiac Supper Club, and I think I saw them over at Parkway Tavern, but I didn't have it that night because that was the same night where I think we're doing Reuben or Fort George.
Yeah, I want to like Pilsners, but I don't know. I've never been crazy about any that I've had. I just feel like they're just kind of like
it's like drinking water, right?
Yeah, just kind of. I don't know.
They're.
I feel like they just kind of disappoint me.
So when you start talking to like beer nerds, there's some guys who are like. Like me,
just sounds weird.
Yeah, it's true. But it's like someone guy who's like more like me, who's like always chasing the next high. Who's like, what's the next beer I can try? What's the highest percentage? Like, there's a 20% beer I want to try, just because it's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And then if there's a fruity IPA, I want to try it type thing. And then there's other guys who are like, the only good beer is a Pilsner. You're like, nope. So there's like this, it's this weird world where there's are definitely people who love Pilsner still. But I'm not. I've had a couple Pilsners.
There's a lot of Pilsners out there. Like, I don't know if it's easy to make, but I don't know. I just feel like could be so much more potential when I taste them. Like, it just felt like they just try to go all the way, and then it's like, oh, I'm done.
I have a sinking suspicion Pilsner is probably the first beer most people make. And I think, like, the argument, like, the huge beer nerds will make is the fact that... Excuse me. The argument that the huge beer nerds will make is that you can't hide behind a Pilsner. So if you brew a really good Pilsner, or if you don't brew a really good Pilsner, it's very obvious. It's like it's a very distinct flavor, and you can't just throw a bunch of fruit at it to cover it up. You can't just throw like a barrel-aged version of it to hide the fact that you made a bad stout, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I feel like blondes are better than Pilsners.
I'm with you. I think Pilsners taste like water. I think the best Pilsner I've ever had, I'm always like, this tastes like nothing. It's like, what am I drinking? Yeah. Why am I not just drinking water?
Why am I taking these calories on?
Like, yeah, it's like, at this point, I might as well just save it and go grab some whiskey.
Might as well go get a Rainier right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a Pilsners guy. But I'm like truth be told, as you can tell by my beer fridge, most of what I grab is IPAs, porter, stouts.
Yeah.
When I started drinking, I was drinking a lot of like, because when I was learning to drink, it was a Newcastle brown ale. But then, like, the first brown ale I've had in years, I'd imagine, unless one or two snuck in at a beer fest, was the other day when I had the Cigar City the Cigar City Cubano espresso stout or something. And it was really good. I was like, this is fucking dope. It's like, it had like the notes of like a porter or stout, but it was a really light color, and you could tell it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It had like a smoky, tobacco-y taste, and you're like, this is awesome.
But I love a good smoky taste.
Yeah, but then I was like, I'm not going to go seek out a brown ale either because of that. I'm not going to go grab a Newcastle, because last time I had Newcastle, I was like, oh, this is garbage. Why was I drinking this for so long? I mean, it's fine. I don't want to disparage Newcastle. Newcastle is a great beer, and it's what really got me into beer originally, because that's all my dad would drink, that and Guinness, and I was like, all right, whatever.
I remember when I turned 21, my coworker tricked me out. She bought me a happy birthday shot, and then after we left, I went straight to Safeway, and I bought Guinness because I was like, God, I've always wondered what this tastes like. No one ever brings them to the parties.
Yeah. And then you found
out why. I drank it. I was like, this is nasty gravy to me. I just can't do it.
Well, it's funny. Like, so Guinness is a great example of a beer that's probably perfectly brewed and is awesome, but is so overshadowed by the new beer.
Yeah.
It's the problem I have with, and I don't want to, once again, I'm not trying to disparage, but like left-handed brewing does a lot of milk stouts, but it's not just left-handed brewing. It's most milk stouts, it's even more. Let me rephrase that. Milk stout nitros, so they run it through the NO2 to give it that, like, it's like this, a specific kind of foam. So, like, when you pour it, like, you can see, that's when you can see it kind of rise afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I've always, I think I've only had, like, one or two nitros, and I think that's because you brought a nitro or... Isaac, maybe.
I brought it, but more likely it was Isaac.
I feel like we had a Nitro once or twice here, and that was the only time.
Yeah.
It's like I went to Hell's Alice because they have two or three different Nitros. But I was like, oh, can I get this in the Growler? Like, no, we can't. This is the way it doesn't work in the Growler.
Because you need to be able to run through the NO2 to get to it. Like, it basically aerates it, mm-hmm. I think is what it does. And, like, if you see a Guinness, like, that's the best part of the Guinness is pouring a Guinness. Because it's like all foam, and then it starts rising. And you can see it like settling properly. Nice. And you're like, holy shit. So it's so cool.
Well, I should probably try one because that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When I tried it. My tastes have changed. So I should probably try it just to see if maybe I like it.
You should try Guinness. And everyone should drink at least one Guinness a year around St. Patrick's Day. It's worth it. But it doesn't have like the punch of flavor that you get from other beers.
But they do have a big following.
They have a huge following. And what I've heard is Guinness from the tap is like 100 times different than Guinness from...
Oh, really?
Not Guinness from tap here. Guinness from tap in Ireland. Like, people grab that and they're like, this is a world's different drink. This is a completely different beer.
I would love to go to Ireland and...
Oh, yeah. Visit Jameson, visit any of the old, distilleries and stuff.
To visit Ireland and Scotland.
I mean,
and I'd be a happy man.
If we ever get a chance, that's one of the things I want to do is just like cover. Well, because I was born in Germany. I mean, I was born in the U.S. and Germany because it was military base. So it's like,
yeah, that's how my dad was born. He was born in Germany on a U.S. base.
Yeah. And because I was a military brat. It was like I've always wanted to go back to Germany and go.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd probably just fall in love with all the goddamn Hefeweizens.
Oh, my God. The beer there.
Because Germany is, they just know how to make beer and they've done it forever.
That's gonna be
like,
the holy land
of beer.
That's gonna be the funny thing. So, like, you saw Beer Fest, I'm assuming, right? So, like, they make fun of American beer there.
I remember how to get there. Well, you just gotta get drunk and you'll remember again.
He's like, we've been training for so long. And then he chugs a fucking, what is that? The Goldschlagen, right?
Yeah. And he's just so not gross. Drunk enough. He's like, drink more, man.
Yeah.
Pull this way.
That's a great movie. But that's also one of those funny things that, like, and I hate to keep calling myself a beer nerd, but it is what it is. Beer hipster, beer whatever. Beer guy. It'd be interesting to see if, like, German beer holds up. Because, like, when you think of German beer, you're thinking of... There's obviously, like, the Berlinweisers and the... Dubels and triples and stuff like that.
Yeah, so
like
all I know that the stuff brands. I just don't remember the names.
Well, like all that stuff that's been around for centuries.
Yeah,
and it's impressive what they've been able to do. But at the same time, there's also a lot of
when you get a true lagers. German beer, it's just good quality no matter what.
Yeah,
even if it's something you're not into, you're gonna drink and be like, I'm down with this.
But man, I mean, it also makes you wonder, like while I drink it, I'd be like, I need some IPAs.
Like once I started getting beer a little bit more. With my friend Brent, and he was super into German beers because he just loves Germany.
Yeah.
He, like, buys a Volkswagen because he loves Germany. Yeah, not Volkswagen. But
we all made that
beers,
mistake once.
Like, he introduced me to a ton of different German beers. And, oh, I loved every single one.
Nice. Nice. Well, like, if we could finagle it next year, and I don't know what you have to do to bribe Tay. There's an Oktoberfest that Amanda and I go to every year down at it's in Shelton Casino. I think it's called Lucky Eagle. I can't be right.
I hear their commercials.
It might be Lucky Eagle. Whatever the casino is, literally off of like the main Shelton Road, they do an Oktoberfest every year. And it's a lot of fun. And it's worth going to because it's like they have good food. It's probably not the most authentic German food, but it's pretty close. Like I don't eat anything and be like, ooh, this is garbage. I eat it. I'm like, this is close. I get it. I remember this from when I eat German food.
And honestly, you're just going for the beer anyway. Yeah. So if there's good food, it's just a plus.
They have good beer. It's like I think it's $20 and you get like
that's pretty good what price.
You get, or you know, it's probably like $10 and you get 10 tokens, but the 10 or 10 tickets. And the tickets go towards either food or beer.
Do you get a free glass?
And you get a... Yeah.
I feel like if you get a free glass, it's worth coming to.
We probably don't have one down here. I know we have one up there.
If a place doesn't give a free glass, yeah, you should just slap
them. Dude, and they give a badass glass. It's a fucking Stein. It's not a huge one, but it's like a...
Stein's a Stein.
Yeah, and it's like it says like Lucky Eagle or... I can't remember the...
Yeah.
Whatever the... I should really grab one of those. Oh.
You feel badass drinking from a Stein.
It's whatever that is.
This one?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oktoberfest from...
Definitely a German.
Oh my God, glass. I was way off. Little Creek. Little Creek Casino. But yeah, so they give you a glass. It's updated every year for the most part.
There you go.
Oktoberfest. They have good food.
What month is it?
October.
Oh, okay. yeah.
That sounds like that's normal. I guess Oktoberfest is celebrated differently in other places. Yeah. Oktoberfest is the actual Oktoberfest. I think it's
September. Like once a month somewhere has an Oktoberfest. Yeah,
that's true too.
But just send me the details, and then once they release, then I'll do some hardcore babysitting asking.
Yeah, just get some stuff going and make it happen, because that's a really fun one. I think we had Michael and Allison there last year or two years ago. Was that
the one you guys did the podcast where you're like,
No. That's the Cobra Brew Fest. We have to get to that one.
So whenever you guys talk about going to a fest, I always just think about, because I watched that episode. I was like, this is crazy.
That was hilarious.
Once we get the four group sometime, we're going to have to do that.
We
also got to plan like in a month or two to do a camping trip somewhere.
God, that was so much fun. Because like we recorded beforehand. And everybody's sober and good. Everybody's like, blah, 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 blah. And then we get back. I honestly don't even know how we recorded that episode. I was like, I recognize as I hit record, I was like, I am so drunk. There's a certain part where I'm looking through it and I see Michael drop some nuts on the floor, or nutshells on the floor. And I was just like, man, I'm so drunk. And I was rewatching that and I was like, I don't know how we got to do that. I don't know how we record. I don't know how we had everything set up. No audio issues. That was a mess. That was a travesty, but it was so much fun.
So the best ones always go.
Yeah. I would that was the Tacoma Brew Fest around September also. It's like a winter beer fest.
Nice.
That thing is crazy. I've been telling everyone, I was like, if there's one beer fest you go to that one. Because they do a lot of barrel aged stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all the winter.
Oh, I like barrel aged.
Well, and like, so unless
it's too barrel aged.
If you ever end up at the Redmond Beer Fest, the one that we go to, that's actually coming up soon. If you ever end up at the Redmond Beer Fest, Fremont has like a corner booth, and they release beers like every like special beers every like hour and a half or 2 hours or something like that. As soon as, like, before, and like, I would say 30 to 45 minutes before that beer release, there's a line, a big line, too. And then that beer they'll pop that keg, and by the time that line gets all the way through, it's gone.
Yeah.
And that keg is just tapped, and you're just like, God. So we were at the, and once again, I've told the story 1,000 times, so it makes me laugh every time. So we went to the Tacoma Dome one, and they're like, I grabbed, they had Rusty Nail, and I grabbed it real quick. And they're like, at 3 o'clock, we're releasing whatever beer. I can't remember which one. It was Ba-Bomb or a Dark Star barrel aged. And I'm watching my phone, checking the time. 3 o'clock rolls around. I run over there. There's like three people in front of me. And I'm like, all right. And I grab it. And I was like, I turn around. I was like, oh, there's no one here. So I finished the beer. And I was like, I could go back and get another one so quickly.
Nice.
And I was like, this is amazing. This is what this is meant to be like. But then it's not just Fremont. It's Colshan, and they have their Kittens and Mittens, and then it's
Kittens and Mittens is probably one of the best names ever.
It's a great beer too, and I mean it's just everyone's bringing their 30% barrel aged whatever, and you get to try it, and it's no lines anywhere. Sloshed. Oh man, it was like four beers in, and I was like, oh, I've made a mistake. I'm already drunk, but it was a ton of fun.
Go get some food, Ricky.
Yeah, it was too late at that point. It was awesome. That's a great, great beer fest.
Nice,
and it's right down the road. So we the first year we did it, Amanda and I walked down there and then Ubered back. Last year, I think we Ubered down there and then Ubered back. But then we got stuck going over to Harmon's. Oh, I hate Harmon's. I hate disparaging beer places on here. I hate Harmon's.
That's the one downtown Tacoma, right?
Right off Pacific. Yeah. And
they've been around for so long. I remember going in there when I was 21, just being like, why am I here?
Yeah. So, like,
and then I got pulled over that night.
Oh.
Fuck Harmon's, man.
I don't hate their beer.
I've always had a bad experience, especially leaving after. I don't know why.
I don't hate the beer. I think it fits into like the Ram or another restaurant that also does beer.
Yeah.
Quality wise. Yeah, it's fine.
I'd say it's like, if you like the Ram, then you're going to like
Harmon's. Yeah. It's one of those places where like, if you're grabbing the beer, you don't hate it. It's better than some, not as good as like the
real craft. I don't like their food either.
See, I actually like their food. I think they overcharge out the ass for the food.
Yeah. It's expensive. Yeah. Way more expensive than it should be.
So we went to the beer fest, and then we met Michael and a bunch of his friends there. Oh, wait, I guess we already knew Michael. Did we know Michael? Yeah, because he did the pre-podcast. So we had to know Michael, right?
Yeah, we've known him for a while now.
I can't remember when we met him. Everything's starting to blur together at this point. Yeah. I'm getting too old, I recognize.
I met him when the first Avengers came out, and me, him, Allison, and Isaac, and Jasmine went to see Avengers.
Gotcha.
Whatever war, there's not
Civil that's, War. That's not Civil War.
Yeah, no, the second one's about to come out, but the first one we saw,
Infinity War. Endgame Part 1. Oh, Infinity War.
We saw that in there. That's when the first night I met him.
Nice.
So that's easy for me to remember.
So we met a bunch of his friends. They were all really cool. But then we went to, they're like, let's go to Harmon's. I was like, all right, man, whatever. I don't really want to go. Yeah. And then we were at Harmon's. I was like, I don't really remember how we got here, but we're here. And then Amanda and her sister both got a dirty martini, which they were both too drunk. They shouldn't have been grabbing more alcohol, but it's fine.
Well, that's what you do when you're too drunk. You're like, that sounds like a great idea.
And then they got lobster mac, and it ended up being like $50. And I was even drunk Ricky got the receipt, and I was like, this is why we don't fucking come here. I was like, I hate this place because of this reason. Remember this. All of us, when we sober up, remember this is the reason why we don't come here.
I did a ton of bar hopping in my young days in Tacoma, and it was either the bars were great or they're like the Harmon, and you're just like, God, why did we have to come here?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be here.
Well, so you have places like Odd Otter. Odd Otter, awesome beer, but they're a little pricey.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard that argument before, and I'm like, I get it. It's a little expensive, but it's good beer.
It's solid.
But you go to Harmon, and you're like, you pay all this money, and you're like, I don't really like Harmon.
Yeah. I feel like I could have done a lot better somewhere else.
There's some of their food. I love their food. I don't hate their beer, honestly. I don't mind their beer.
I've only been there like a few times just because I don't want to go. So maybe I've just gotten the wrong thing. I don't know. I've gotten burgers and
whatever else.
Yeah, just burgers, I think. I should probably explore more if I ever go. I probably will never go there.
Yeah.
Unless you guys
force me to. No, it's just one of those places that have great seating. It's a great location. Yeah. We just don't go there because the price is too high. I think the price is too high.
They've been around so long. Like, you know people like around your parents' age, and they're like, I want to go to the Harbor. And you're like, no, I don't want to go. Don't make me.
It's
please
a good
don't.
Place. It's a good place if you have a big family or like a big group. But, so, okay.
My argument is good Rustin Way.
I'm going to make the argument that I think what we're going to see is when McMiniman's comes. Because, like, McMiniman's is one of those places where I like their beer. I don't love their beer. I don't mind their beer. But I love their food. Love their food, and I don't mind spending a pretty penny on their food. So they're opening up downtown called the Elk Temple or Temple Elk or something like that.
Sounds pretty good out.
And we're not too far away. Like, you keep seeing updates on it, but I love McMiniman's. That's one of those places where I don't mind going. And it
sounds
familiar
to me, but I'm not remembering where I know it from.
So McMiniman's, they started in Oregon, but they popped up in, there's one by Key Arena. There's one up on Capitol Hill. There's probably one by you.
Maybe I know because Key Arena. Maybe that's why I know.
Well, so that's one. Like, and then the other thing is we go. There's a beer fest down there around Allison's birthday every year that we go to every year, and it's awesome. I don't know if you've made it to one.
And Tay's birthday.
And Tay's birthday, yes. I don't know if you've made it to one before. I don't think so. But that's where we met Isaac. That's where we met Seth. Because we met Isaic for the first. Nope.
I met Isaac was at Red Robin.
Well, and I'm 100%
not
wrong.
Red Robin, but Robin Hood Village.
Oh, yeah.
not Red Robin. I always say Red Robin. I don't know what it is. I explained to my coworkers and friends, like, yeah, you got to go to Red Robin. No, not Red Robin. Robin Hood Village.
Yeah. We actually met Isaac down in Portland. I don't know why I'm getting confused here. But so we met.
That's the alcohol.
Probably. I don't. I'm sorry, space. What we're talking about now. McMiniman's. Yeah. So the Brewfest. We met Seth there because Isaac brought Seth and I believe
Yeah, because Isaac introduced Seth, right?
Yeah.
To everyone.
Yeah. But it was Seth and Ben from the wedding.
Yeah, do you remember Ben? I remember Ben, yeah. Yeah. You so guys had car issues.
All three of them came, and I was like, oh, I didn't know Ben. Ben's awesome now. He's up there as one of my favorite Portland people. And then
yeah, he was pretty awesome. Yeah, he's a real nice guy.
Cool
pretty
dude. Awesome. And then we met Seth, and we all love Seth. And so that was a great experience. And what happens is if you get there early enough, you get a seat, and you usually get pretty good seats.
Mm-hmm.
You just eat food and drink.
Yeah.
And it's like, so the McMinimans, they do these old school theaters with couches. So you just get a couple of nice couches. You eat their awesome barbecue. They do barbecue for these things. You drink their beer, and you're just like, this is the greatest night ever. And we all get, it's just a ton of fun.
Yeah.
So, and that's coming up soon. It's on, Allison's birthday is 420, right? Allison and Isaac is 420.
Yeah, and Tay's like a few days before.
Like 416, 418, something like that.
I don't remember off the top of my head because I've had a few drinks.
Fair enough. But,
so
it's around there on the actual Saturday, I believe it's 420.
Yeah.
It's Allison's birthday party, Taylor's birthday party.
Five or Allison, 6 days before theirs.
Something like that, yeah. That sounds about right. And then, so Friday, though, is also the beer fest. So we're going to mob down there for Friday.
Nice. On a Friday?
Yeah.
Let me know, because I'll probably be able to go.
If you could squeak out of work early, come meet us and down there. Because the problem is, it's in Centralia. So it's a drive, but it's worth it. And if we could all carpool and figure out who's not going to be the drunkest, which might be Amanda, because Amanda's not drinking as much.
Amanda!
But yeah. Okay. So now we've been rambling on for a while. I don't know what time it is.
Ramble on.
So let's go. So quick map of what I'm doing tomorrow. Going up to Seattle, going to hit Rubens, going to hit Holy Mountain, try to get the two IPA releases.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit Cloudburst, get a crowler for my beer trade. Going to hit Airways on the way home and grab a couple. They did three beer releases this weekend. I'm hoping they have two of them still there, which is Space Church and some of the IPA that Barry from Pint Defiance, who's no longer at Pint Defiance. He opened Pint Defiance, ran it, sold it, made a lot of money, is retiring and living off that. But he helped
the American dream right there.
He helped can the beer for this other beer, but I can't think of what it's called right now. He's actually up there. He was up there today, and I was like, oh, I want to go up there and visit him.
God, that'd be Barry. A fun job, like, owning a canning place
for beers. Well, he owned Pint Defiance, so it's a bottle shop, but he did a lot of, like, co-op with people.
Like, two blocks from the shop I work at. It's called, like, Lagunas or something.
And Lagunitas.
Yeah, and they do the canning.
You know, Lagunitas is awesome. Yeah. But they got sold to ABV or whatever, and everyone's like, Lagunitas is garbage now. I'm like, they're fine. They're still making great beer.
Like, they always look closed when I pass.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. Anyways, yeah.
So, yeah. Then it's Airways. So, I should have 1, 2, 3, 4, 4
like 6-packs. What's the name Airways? Grab me a beer from there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to have 4 4-packs. One of each of those beers is going down to Texas for Eric. One of each of those beers is going to go to California for Jason. And then I have 2 of each left. So, and one of them is going to be mine of each of those, obviously.
Is Beer Trader an app you do?
No. There's Beer Advocate, which is what got me started.
So that's just what I imagined what it is.
There used to be a really good beer trade on Reddit. They got shut down because Reddit is like, we got to protect ourselves. And I'm like, yeah, it sucked because that was like the best beer trade. But then a lot of those people are on Beer Advocate and they have a really good trading system, but they have a Beer Advocate. I'll bitch about it. They're really spammy right now because they're trying to do some stuff, some changes, but it's unfortunately leading to like an email day being like, join our VIP program. And I'm like, fuck you guys. Yeah. Stop sending me emails.
Fuck
the VIP. Then you go to their webpage and then you have your only notifications are like, hey, join the same things you got in the email. And you're like, why are you sending me this twice? So that's Beer Advocate. I started on Beer Advocate with Eric, and then he's like, I'm on Untappd. And I was like, started following him on Untappd. And I've done 2 trades on Untappd, 3 trades on Untappd. And then I've done 2 trades on Instagram.
Okay.
So it's just you find people, most people put in their profile open to trades, or like they'll put links to their Untappd. That's how I met the Denver beer guy. We're planning a trade also where he's going to send me Odell's and probably some more I mean, whatever, I guess. Yeah. I wouldn't mind more Weldworks, but I'm also okay.
So I'd like to get into the whole beer trading thing. Cause
it's a ton of fun.
I can keep that all at work, and then almost all my coworkers drink, so this is a good bonding experience.
It's a lot of fun. And, like, that would be, like, realistically, you do a group beer trade thing, and you just kind of do a beer share instead. Well, like, then I've been trying to get more into doing that kind of thing. Like, kind of what we've been doing for the podcast, but getting everyone together, everyone brings a bottle of beer, and everyone kind of shares.
Yeah.
And what the benefit of that is if you get, like, a good barrel, if everyone gets, like, a good barrel age, and you, or, like, for example, and you did, like, the $16 to $20 range, you're, like, just somewhere in that range, everyone grabbed one of those, and then you get to try a ton of beer.
Yeah.
And, like, because of the barrel age, you really don't need, like, this is even probably more than you need. You need, like, half that.
Just need a little bit.
So you could try it and see what it tastes like.
A little splash on the tongue is all you need.
You don't need a ton of that. So that'd be a good way to do that kind of thing. But that's something I've been trying to push for, but we're not.
That barrel age we had in Oregon on Isaac's bachelor party.
Oh, the one at Modern Times?
Yeah, that was so good. I wanted to like it, but it was so strong.
Yeah,
And I was just like, God, I could have a shot and that'd be like,
well, like
easier
to
take in.
Someone on Instagram had a barrel age the other day that was literally 20%. I was like, ooh, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's like, you're just drinking whiskey at that point. It's like, that pours like a thick syrup.
Did you just put a little IPA in there? Yeah. Splash, and you're like, it's barrel aged, man.
You take that and dilute it with some water because you're like, this is too much for even for me. But yeah, so those are the upcoming like beer things I'm grabbing this weekend. I have two trades I'm planning and possibly a third trade in the near future, but from all those beers, I'll make sure you guys get at least try something. Maybe the next podcast will be our Washington beer tour, basically.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Like just Washington beer only, guys.
Well, and then once again, I think we're coming. I need to sit down and do the math and actually work on the podcast a little bit. I think we're coming up to year one.
Nice.
I need to look at that. So I want to do something cool for that episode. But yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, this seems like a good... Oh, I was going to make one more quick announcement. I got my glass-to-mouth glasses, Bob's Burgers, and Mario, more or less. Not that they're going to watch this. I would say the stickers on the Bob's Burgers look a lot better, but they're still not great. You could kind of see the gray... You could kind of see how they were put on. And I'm concerned they're not going to last that long. But it's more prominent on the second glass.
They feel like they're more decoration than everyday use.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Like, I mean, rubbing my finger against it, it doesn't seem like it's coming off. But I'm concerned that a good wash will take it off. And I was talking to Eric again.
Probably hand wash only.
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, I was talking to Eric, and he said that he broke one already, but they replaced it immediately.
Nice.
But it's one of those things that still is like... But he had one of the crazy ones. So they do these glasses that are like that, but they, like, twist and are in, like, kind of weird shape.
Mm-hmm.
And they look cool, but I think that makes them even more fragile.
Yeah.
I think this one will be okay. It's hard to say. I'll play with it. I'll be very careful with those, but I am a little concerned.
You'll find out.
I'm a little concerned that they're not going to be super long and they're a little pricey.
Yeah.
So just, I'm not going to say one way or another if they're bad or good. They look cool. They have great images. They have beautiful designs, but they're a little pricey, and I'm probably going to stop spending money on glasses and spend more money on beer. So.
Well, they look perfect for a good night of whiskey.
Yes. All right. We've been rambling on for, I'm assuming, about 40 minutes. I have no idea. I meant to set a timer. I realized I did not.
Yeah.
Who knows? But that is our first mini episode of our new name.
My first mini episode.
What? Oh, yeah. This is your first mini episode ever. You actually were able to come out on a Saturday.
Finally, yeah. It's
Although
been a
we
long
can,
time.
We can do more of that stuff on Fridays also. Most of our Fridays are pretty chill. Just us coming home and relaxing for the week, starting to start the weekend and whatnot. So we could do more of this.
By the time I make it home, the kids are in bed anyway. So what's the point of going home?
Yeah. But yeah, so once again, our new name is what I decided on: Beers with Aging Nerds. I'm working on still transitioning the last couple things. For the most part, it seems like as long as you're subscribed to Sip and Tell, you should be getting the new stuff. All the new stuff seems to be popping up on my feed. I will probably release a little bit more of an episode explaining why we did that, but there's a bumper on the last episode that will hopefully help a little bit. Although,
you don't really need to explain it, you know.
Just... Yeah, but it's still one of those things where it's like, why'd you change the name after a year? I guess all podcasts probably do something like that, but...
Maybe if we get enough questions, we can answer it.
Yeah. We'll be updating email and stuff like that, but right now it's still sipandtell@gmail.com. Facebook is basically dead. I don't really like Facebook that much anyways.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is contact us on Instagram. And if you look up Aging Nerds, you'll find us. For the most part, it's just my beer, but hopefully I'll get more beer on there from other people drinking beer. Okay. And the rest of the team. You know what's funny? Seth sent me a picture of a very photogenic beer he took a picture of. And I was like, why don't you just send this to me so I can put that on Instagram?
Yeah.
Why didn't you send this to me earlier? So he's taking pictures of a beer, but he's not putting it on Instagram. I'm like, God, damn it, Seth.
Just do it.
Either way. So this is Ricky Ryan signing off, calling it a night, sobering up so one person could drive and another person could play video games until the wee hours of the night. Thank you, and we'll see you later.
Peace.
Cheers.